Every Single Day, A Simple Prescription for Transformation, written by Bradley Charbonneau. Foreword by John Muldoon. Foreword by John Muldoon. Wow, I sort of can't believe I'm doing this, sitting down to write the foreword of Bradley's book. I'm honored, truly, but I still sort of can't believe I'm doing this. Part of me can't believe there's a book at all. There wasn't going to be one. I was pretty sure of that. And if you'd known Bradley back in 2012 like I did, you wouldn't believe it either. If you'd asked me back then, I'd say there probably wasn't going to be a real-life book. Certainly not a sixth book. Not one like this. I worked with Bradley. I knew he was a, quote, former writer, his words. I knew he was good at his work, but he didn't love it. He loved writing, but he didn't actually write all that much. He had given it a shot, being a, quote, real writer, being a professional. He'd written and published a book, a travel guide. I'd read his essays and stories in magazines. They were really good. But that was his, quote, former life. That's how he put it. He would joke about it, but I now know it must have pained him. I'm a travel writer who doesn't travel or write, he'd chuckle and say. I remember walking one day with Bradley through the streets of San Francisco. There's a moment that sticks out to me. It didn't seem all that important at the time, but it does now. It was 2012, a rare sunny day in the late summer. We were talking about work and life and the usual topics friends talk about. We passed a little corner market with a green awning at the top of a hill in a not-so-great neighborhood. We were standing on the corner of Eddy and Leavenworth, waiting to cross the street. And that's when he told me. It smelled terrible, and I could barely hear him over the traffic. He said it sort of meekly, too, but that's when he really told me about his dream of being a writer. He opened up about the path he'd started to go down years earlier, how he'd, quote, given it a shot for 9 months, how he decided to, quote, be practical instead. He had a young family to support, and being practical was probably the right choice. But the way he said it, I could tell it still hurt. He told me how much joy he felt when he was writing, about the secret book he kept in a drawer, his great American novel. All the ideas he had and wanted to share, but never put down on paper. He would light up every time he talked about writing. It was clear he had a passion for it, but it wasn't a dream he was actively working on. I knew what had happened because the same thing has happened to me before. He'd let his dream rest. He'd left it sitting for too long, like an old car, and all the gears were rusted and fused together. Nothing was as shiny as it once was. It wasn't really going anywhere. He wasn't driving it, and every time he looked at it, he felt a little bit worse. Sure, he'd reminisce about the good old times, but I don't know if he truly believed they would come again. At best, it seemed bittersweet. He had lived his dream for a while, but he talked about it as part of his past. We'd have similar conversations sometimes, and his dream would come back into focus. I'd try to encourage him to write more often, to publish on his blog or maybe start a new one, or just go with pen and paper, whatever. It started to come up in conversation more often. As summer turned to fall, it seemed like the rust on Bradley's dream was starting to break loose, at least in his mind. Then, one foggy morning, in late October 2012, three guys walked into a cafe in downtown San Francisco. I really wish I had a funny punchline to follow that sentence. We sipped our enormous chai lattes and talked shop about our businesses. Bradley confessed his writing dream to our other friend at the cafe. He talked about his writing days, about magazine articles and publishing his first book a decade earlier, about that other book, the real one, in the drawer that just needed to be dusted off. He lit up as he talked about writing, about how he'd like to do it more, get back into it, and be a writer again. Most people stop there. They reminisce and talk about what they'd like to do differently, but nothing really changes. But that's not what happened next. Instead, I witnessed a true Genesis moment. Bradley said something really simple, yet profound. Quote, a writer is someone who writes. I think he mostly said it to himself. He was the one who needed to hear it after all. You could see his eyes light up a little bit as he put the pieces together in his head. Side note, I happen to run a project where I challenge people to take on 1 month personal experiments. So, sitting in the bustling cafe, I asked him, what if you took on a challenge and wrote something every day for a month? He was ready, excited. He said he'd up the ante and do one better. He'd write and publish something every single day for 1 month. The next day was November 1st. he wrote and published this on his blog. Quote, I suffer from the typical writer's block. I see a blank screen and want to run. I think of editing some old work and cringe. I've been wanting to write on a regular basis for, a decade. Not 10 days, not 10 months, but 10 years. When will that day come where I learn to write on a regular basis? So here we go. It's November 1st, 2012. I'm hoping, I'm even smiling to myself, no really, that I'll look back on this day with pride and say that was the day it all began. Woo! Exhilarating. Bradley Charbonneau, November 1st, 2012. And so it began. I honestly don't know how to describe what happened next because it's hard for me to believe it, but it's one of the best things I've ever had the privilege to witness. Bradley completed his challenge and wrote and published something every day for a month. I saw him start to change right away. He became more excited and energetic. He'd say things like, I'm feeling like a writer again, and writing is bringing me closer to my kids, and I'm falling back in love with writing. He didn't stop when the month was over. He kept going. He wrote and published something every day for 100 days, then 200, then 300, then a year, then 500 days. Every time he hit a milestone, he made a choice to keep going. He wrote and published a book with his kids on the 10-year anniversary of publishing his first book. Then he did it again a year later. He hit 1,000 days in a row of writing and publishing something every single day. He no longer resembled the mopey, dejected, former writer that I'd known. He became unstoppable. A machine. It wasn't just about the writing either. It was a deeper transformation. He became much more confident and bold. He was inspiring and even intimidating in some ways. He wasn't the same person anymore. He took risks and wrote books and closed his business and moved his family halfway across the world. He's done so many things I couldn't imagine 2012 Bradley doing, that he couldn't imagine actually doing. I barely recognize my old friend these days, and I'm glad. He realized his dream and became a professional writer. This book is only a small piece of the proof of that. Bradley told me I could write whatever I wanted in this foreword. I'm allowed to tell stories of how depressed and defeated he used to be about his dream, about how we had the same conversations over and over and over again. I think I've done enough of that. I've done enough of that in my own life, and if you're reading this book, I'm guessing you can understand that before picture well enough without me droning on about it. So I want to say a few final things. I want to say that I'm very, very proud of my friend. That fact may not matter to you, listener, but it should. Because if there's something you want to do, something inside you that calls to you, your unrealized potential that you're not taking action toward, then you're probably not proud about it. I know it probably hurts in some ways. Maybe you've let your dreams rust. Maybe it feels like shit to even think about them. This book was written for you. I want you to know that it's possible to change. It is possible to do things you can't imagine right now. I want you to do what it takes to be proud of yourself. I want you to stop waiting for inspiration or motivation because those things only come after you take action on something that matters to you. Use this book as a guide. Hell, don't wait to get started until after you've listened to it. Start now. The title is all you really need to know, but there's great value beneath the surface. Those pills on the cover, they're the prescription you are looking for, but the true value isn't even about what you think it's about. There's a secret that reveals itself as you dig deeper. It's about the courage and pride you earn by being consistent with something that's hard at first. This is the medicine you take for the side effects. If there's something you really want to do or become, just start doing it. You can create amazing art, exercise your body to become stronger and more fit, build a great business or relationship, or hone a skill to the point of mastery. You just have to start doing it. Do it every single day until it becomes a part of you that won't go away. It's really that simple. You just have to decide. Make today the day you look back on with pride and say, "That was the day it all began." We are all rooting for you. John Muldoon, September 2017, San Francisco, California.